Let's go to Boston right now, down the Subway Restaurants Fresh Take Hotline. Welcome in our own Darren Millard of Hockey Central right now. Darren, it is Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final, and a lot of people seem to really believe the Blackhawks are on the ropes. That it seems to be one of the overwhelming notions right now, and hey, I can understand why. They haven't scored in six periods. Are you one of those people who believe the Blackhawks are very much in tough heading into Game 4 tonight?
Well, I would agree with that if you look at what Chicago's done in the last six periods. But I think what speaks even louder is the fact that Joel Quenneville's finally given in and loaded up his top two lines and put Taves and Kane back together. And they will go in front of the likes of Marian Hossa, Patrick Sharp, and Hanzu. So he didn't want to do it. He was reluctant to do it from the outset because of the Chara factor. But even he sees the seriousness of Game 4 and the ramifications if they lose.
Okay, why have the goals been so hard to come by for the Blackhawks? What have you seen in that regard?
I just don't think they're getting any type of pressure around Tuukka Rask, or very limited pressure. He's been great when they've got pucks to him, but it's a very perimeter-based offense for the Chicago Blackhawks. And even you'll see with Brian Bickle, all of his offense throughout the playoffs and the great series against the Los Angeles Kings have come courtesy of net pressure, and they're not getting any type of second opportunities, and any shots that they do get are coming from 35 feet away. So they're making it really easy for Tuukka Rask, and the fact that that he had a shutout the other night spoke more to the Boston Bruins' ability to defend than it did to his goaltending, and Chicago didn't really test or challenge the Boston Bruins. So from Boston's point of view, they've been almost letter perfect since the first period of Game 2, and Chicago has failed to adjust until this point.
Now, Marian Hossa did not play in Game 3. Sounds like he's going to play tonight in Game 4. What did the lack of him in the lineup do for the Hawks in Game 3? What does his return do for them tonight in Game 4?
Well, I don't think his absence was that noticeable in Game 3 just because of the way Joel Quenneville was handling his forwards and really diluting his offense more than he was loading up. He spread things out so much between his four lines that they never really had any type of chance to pressure him. I mean, you saw that in the sense of Kruger and Frolik playing with Jonathan Toews. So I don't think it necessarily would have made that big of a difference. But I think tonight you'll see a much better Chicago Blackhawks team because you're going to see those top two lines and those top six forwards all playing together. And Chicago players that I've talked to off the record really frustrated with the way that they were approaching the series because they felt that they were the coach staff was trying to win games 1-0, 2-1.
Right.
And that's not necessarily the way the Chicago Blackhawks were successful this season. They're going to go back to trying to win a more wide-open game and try to pressure and put points on the board like they did in game number one. Now, they were fortunate in that regard, but more so to the way they were able to close out the Detroit Red Wings and the Los Angeles Kings much more up-tempo game. So I think you'll see a jump in the Chicago Blackhawks based on nothing else than the fact that the players have got what they wanted going into Game 4.
Darren Millard's with us from Hockey Central, joining us down the Subway Restaurants Fresh Take Hotline. Listening to you guys on Hockey Central at noon today, a lot of comparisons
and a lot of
similarities between the Bruins and the 2013 Bruins and the 2011 Bruins and how they've looked so far in this series. What comparisons do you see from that Stanley Cup winning team 2 years ago?
Well, I think I see the fact that they are able to control the pace to a large extent when they're on their home ice. I mean, the games against Vancouver were closer in Vancouver than the games were in Boston. That was a series that was dominated by the home teams right up until Game 7. So a little bit different in that regard, that the Boston was playing a little bit of catch-up throughout that series. But at least on home ice, they were able to control the pace and play the game exactly the way that they wanted to play it. And when you look at contributions throughout the lineup, you're definitely getting that from the Boston Bruins right now from that new third line with Kelly and Sagan and Paille right on down to the solid production from the first two games from guys up in their lineup. So I think that's where a lot of the similarities are. And then you've got the Chara factor.
In 2011, the Bruins never led the Stanley Cup Final. Vancouver led 2-0 and 3-2, and yet the Bruins eventually won the series. Now they've got a 2-1 series lead. How do you expect them to react now with a series lead in a Cup Final?
Well, I think that you'll see them play exactly the way we saw them play in game number three. And they're a good team on the road, but they're a dominating team at home. And Claude Julien doesn't get caught up in a lot of matchups against this team, not like we saw against the Toronto Maple Leafs, where he really needed to get Chara out there against Phil Kessel. He's comfortable to play Chara a little bit, give him a little bit more hope to play either against the Hanzus line or the top line. So there's a little more flow in the Bruins lineup. But based on the fact that this game's at the TD Garden, I like the Boston Bruins' chances to control this series. And you're right, they did play catch up in 2011, but this one's had a much different feel to it. In game one, they were the much better team in overtime. And led by two goals on two occasions, and they've really only had one poor period throughout this this Stanley Cup final, and that was the opener of Game Two, and they got away with it. They've been the better team throughout the series.
So you you have a good feeling that this could be a Bruins night tonight?
I'd be surprised if they don't to push this thing to a 3-1 series lead. I think that you're going to see. A pretty strong effort out of the Boston Bruins. Now, we'll also, the wild card is obviously the jump in Chicago, being able to load up and what kind of effect that has. I think you'll see a more competitive game than we saw in Game 3. It'd be hard to believe if the Chicago Blackhawks could lay another clunker. But I still like Boston's chances to take a 3-1 series lead. That said, I still think it could go 6 or 7.
Yeah.